Good evening. I'm Mel Young, and it's time for this month's Folk Show Roadshow. We're glad you're listening. A special thanks to the many members of WPSU that made this broadcast and all that you hear on WPSU possible. Even though our spring on-air fundraising campaign has successfully concluded, we invite you to become a member anytime at WPSU.org. And thank you very much for your support. We bring you the Folk Show Roadshow the third Tuesday of each month. Last month, we shared a concert with the duo Red Tail Ring, and we'll close the last half hour of tonight's broadcast with more from them. But the focus this month is an iconic gospel group that will soon celebrate its 100th anniversary. Most everything I've learned about the Fairfield Four over the years has come from a man whose passion for vintage records uniquely prepared him to help revive the group in the 1980s. Jerry Zoltan is a Penn State professor, as well as a folklorist and historian. Thanks for being here, Jerry, to help set the context for the concert we're about to hear from the Fairfield Four, recorded just a few months ago in Huntingdon County.
Well, you're very welcome, Mel. Thank you very much.
You know traditional American music as few people do. What makes the Fairfield Four stand out?
Well, this is actually a remarkable group that has got a history going back almost 100 years now. And, you know, in recent times, this is a multi-Grammy Award-winning group. But they also represent a tradition of singing, a cappella vocal group singing that I think underpins so much of American popular music, from doo-wop to jazz to blues. The first kind of musical performance that we heard here was through the vocal group tradition. Of course, as time has gone on, the Fairfield Four have been in movies like the Coen Brothers' great O Brother, Where Art Thou? And they really still can deliver an incredibly spine-tingling a cappella harmony.
Here's just a taste of those harmonies coming up in the broadcast tonight.
Well, then there must be a city somewhere. Oh, yes. It won't be you up. You want to look for me. And I'll do up. I'm going up to heaven to sing and shout. Tell me no kind of that to turn you up. I'm going to look up.
In just a few minutes, we'll play uninterrupted that whole concert. But Jerry Zoltan is going to fill us in on some of the highlights of the group. They got together in 1921, and from then until now, the Fairfield Four has had dozens of members.
Yeah, there were a lot of people coming through the group, but the original group was a true quartet. There were a lot of personnel changes as they coalesced into having their own radio show. And by the 1930s, they were making records. And by the post-war 1940s, a so-called supergroup had emerged. They had stabilized with one of the original members, Reverend Sam McCrary, who was singing leads, the baritone James Hill, and of course the legendary bass singer Isaac Freeman. You might call that lineup with a few other people the first true generation of Fairfield Four members.
Obviously, you didn't get to hear them live. How did you come across them?
Well, I first became aware of the first iteration of the group from recordings that were done for the Library of Congress as part of the John and Alan Lomax project, and John Work in particular went to the church and recorded them, and those recordings are out there. And of course, that tipped me off to the greatness of the group, and I began looking for their records out here in the field, and by and large, I was able to find them right here in central Pennsylvania. That's how far their reputation had spread. And in fact, if you are curious to hear the second generation, we've got a terrific recording from 1949 with the great bass singer Isaac Freeman, and it's that Fairfield Four arrangement of the classic spiritual Ezekiel Saw the Wheel.
In the middle of that, Ezekiel saw the wheel.
in the middle of the year. Well, I told you once and I told you twice.
Don't you know?
In the middle of the year.
Oh, well, well, you said it's going to hit the rolling in the ice, you know.
In the middle of the year.
Oh, well,
he's equal to the wheel.
Please, so that wheel
went. In the middle of the hour, he's equal to the wheel.
Let great big wheel.
In the middle of the hour, well, he's equal to the wheel.
Please, so that wheel
went. In the middle of the hour, he's equal to the wheel.
Hello.
In the middle of the hour, well, let me tell you what a hypocrite will do.
Don't you know?
In the middle of the
hour. Oh, well, he'll allow me and he'll own you.
In the middle of the hour, well, he's equal to saw the wheel.
Please saw that wheel
away. In the middle of the hour, he's equal to saw the wheel.
Of that great big wheel.
In the middle of the hour, well, he's equal to saw the wheel.
Please saw that wheel away.
In the middle of the hour, he's equal to saw the wheel.
Oh.
In the middle of the hour, well, when I got up on the mountain top.
Don't you know?
In the middle of the hour.
Lord God, I'm gonna make a ring go flip up and it'll happen, you know.
In the middle of the hour, well, he's equal to saw the wheel.
Please saw that wheel
away. In the middle of the hour, he's equal to saw the wheel.
Oh, that great big wheel.
In the middle of the hour, well, he's equal to saw the wheel.
Please saw that wheel
away. In the middle of the hour, he's equal to saw the wheel.
Hello, oh, oh, oh.
In the middle of the hour.
And that was the second generation of the Fairfield Four performing Ezekiel Saw the Wheel. And, you know, it was kind of interesting. I had the records. I went down to Washington, D.C. This would have been in the mid-80s, and I went to the National Folklife Festival, and there, performing off to the side, the generically billed African-American gospel group from Tennessee. I didn't know who they were, but they blew me away. I thought, my goodness, people have to hear this. This is a remarkable thing. About an hour later, I'm walking down the mall with my wife, and they're coming towards us. And I stopped the group, and I tell them, you are wonderful. Who are you? They said, we're the Fairfield Four. And my jaw dropped. I had no idea they were still out there performing. And I said, I have your records. And their jaws dropped in turn. And we kind of formed a partnership that day. And in fact, one of the very first performances they did outside of Tennessee was right here in State College at the Arts Festival on Allen Street. I'll never forget it.
That second generation had a great run, including a resurgence that you helped bring about. How did that chapter come to a close and morph into the Fairfield Four we're about to feature tonight?
Well, you know, the second iteration of the group with James Hill and Isaac Freeman and Reverend Willie Richardson and Robert Hamlet and Wilson Waters and Walter Settles, they did remarkable things there. That's the lineup that appears in the movie Oh Brother. That's the Grammy-winning lineup with their recordings for Warner Brothers. But, you know, time went on, and sadly, almost all of them are gone at this point in time. In fact, all of them are. But only recently did Robert Hamlet pass, and Robert really wanted to keep the group going. And he got together with Joe Thompson, who is in the third generation, the current version of the group. And Joe is a bass singer who actually trained with Isaac Freeman and knew the music inside and out, had been in and out of the Fairfield Four for years. And Joe brought together other singers who also have a long tradition of singing gospel in the Nashville area. In fact, I like to say to people that the best way to think about the Fairfield Four is not a specific lineup of people, but a tradition that lives on and has been kept going all of these years. Now, the current members, along with Joe Thompson, include Larice Bird, whose family has ties to Bobby Bird and the James Brown family, Lavert Allison, who has been part of the Nashville music scene for decades. His brother Gene was a well-known rhythm and blues artist, and then the great Bobby Sherrill, who is brother to Sweets Cheryl, who plays again with the James Brown Band. So there's a lot of history in this current iteration, and they've worked so hard to keep that tradition alive. And I think that's evident in this concert that we were able to do in Huntington and on their new record, which I am happy to say won a Grammy Award in 2016. I was there with them, and it was a stunning moment.
You're listening to the Folk Show Roadshow. I'm Mel DeYoung here with Jerry Zoltan, who has had an important role in bringing a new generation of the Fairfield Four to a new generation of audiences. Just a few months before they won that Grammy, they came to Huntington with the help of Juniata College, its Peace and Conflict Studies Center, and the Stone Church of the Brethren, and we're about to hear that concert. Jerry, if you will, set the scene for us on that Sunday evening last November.
The Stone Church itself is an incredible space. It's probably back into the 1800s, the old-fashioned high ceilings, glorious place for a concert. And I have to tell you, it was packed. It was packed to the nines. We could not have gotten another person in there. And when I looked out at the crowd, it was very impressive, very moving. Young, old, black, white, you name it. It was just a terrific crowd. And the Fairfield Four opened with a song that they've been opening with for decades, a song designed to get the crowd up and running. They call it Hallelujah, and you can hear the crowd responding to them right from the start.
Well, hallelujah.
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 I've been going ever since I made a start. Made a start. Days are brighter.
Oh, well,
hallelujah.
You know that it
makes my burden lighter.
Jesus'
love just bubbles over in my heart.
Thank you. Well, two or three are gathered in his name. He said, I will be in the midst. Yes. Is that an amen?
Amen.
Did you see the movie, Old Brother Wild Thou? Raise your hand if you've seen it. Our bass singer, Mr. Joseph B. Thompson, is going to lead a song that came off of that soundtrack. If you would, give him a... I'm gonna move this way a little bit. I want to introduce to you right now another brother in Christ, a man. And he's gonna tell you a story about Noah.
That's it.
Put your hands together for Mr. Lawrence Bird, our baritone singer.
You know, there's an old familiar story in the Bible. Talks about after God had created mankind, and mankind had become so disobedient and sinful that he decided to destroy the world. But there was one that found favor in the sight of God. Old brother Noah, God decided to use him to rebuild him. He and his sons. I'd like you to go with us as we tell that story through song.
I'd rather go.
devil go up there. I'd raise his hand from the devil on high. I'd rather know that sun it will know from the sky. I'd rather show the mountains, the dirt to see. I'd rather catch the wind to the earth's wheels. I'd rather go on the land, but it stood on shore. But at that time, I'd rather be no more. I'd rather know what I know, what I know, what I know. God's gonna ride on the rail in time.
Thank you. Mr. Miles Burke. Captain Sanders, thank you. Give it up.
We thank you very much. And that it is received, we're getting it the same way that you're giving it to us. Amen? Amen. Speaking of feelings, we like to go south, further south down there, where we do the traditional gospel hymns. And I'd like to introduce to you right now my brother in Christ also, as he talk about Swing Low, Mr. Levert Allison. Give it up.
Swing low, sweet
chariot, coming for to carry me home. Coming for to
swing.
Swing now, Jerry, stop it, let me ride.
Oh, swing.
Swing now, Jerry, stop it, let me ride. Oh, rock me, Lord, come and ease it.
Thank you so much. This is better than getting an award. Thank you. It has been almost 20 years. Matter of fact, almost 20 years since the second generation of Fairfield Fours did an album, CD, or vinyl, however they're doing it nowadays. But we're glad to say we got one under our cover now, and we're proud of it. Matter of fact, we're going to do one of those.
Why don't you rock my soul in the bosom of Bethlehem? You rock my soul in the bosom of Bethlehem. You rock my soul in the bosom of Bethlehem. Lord, you rock my soul.
Why don't you rock my soul?
Why don't you rock my soul
in the
bosom of Abraham? You rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. You rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham, Lord, you rock my soul.
Why don't you rock my soul?
Well, the rich man lives.
Why don't you praise King Jesus?
So well.
Why don't you praise the Lord?
And when he dies,
why don't you praise King Jesus?
At a home in hell.
Why don't you praise the Lord? He said, see younger son, see young, steady as you run. Don't you never let her catch you with your work undone. Well, the rich man lives and he gets so well. And when he died, he had a home in hell. Well, Lord, rock my soul. Why don't you rock my soul?
Why don't you rock my soul?
In the bosom of Abraham, you rock my soul.
In the bosom of Abraham, you rock my soul.
In the
bosom of Abraham, Lord, you rock my soul.
Why don't you rock my soul?
Well, the poor man laughs.
Why don't you praise King Jesus?
As the poor as I.
Why don't you praise the Lord?
And when he dies.
Why don't you praise King Jesus?
At a home on high.
Why don't you praise the Lord? He said, see younger son, see her, steady she run. Don't you ever let her catch you with your work done, done. Well, a poor man that was as poor as I am. When he died, he had a home on high. Well, Lord, rock my soul. Why don't you rock my soul?
Why don't you rock my soul?
Put on my baby, hey, you rock my soul.
My soul.
Thank you so very much. While we was doing this project in the studio with this song, the Fairfield Four, we had the privilege and honor to have a female vocalist, country music star, Miss Leanne Womack. Do you know of her? We was thrilled to death to have her in the studio do one of these songs with her, and we're gonna try to do that. Let's see, is she here yet? She's supposed to be. She didn't make it? Did she? Jerry, you didn't pick up? I told her. All right then, so much for that. But we're gonna do this song and see if you remember this one.
Children go where I sing you.
Where will you send me? I'm gonna send me one by one. One was a little baby,
baby, born by diversion, baby, born, born, born in Bethlehem.
Should it go where I sit me,
Lord,
yeah,
where will you send me? I'm gonna send me five by five, five was the gospel, a preacher's, four was the four that stood at the door. Three was the Hebrew children, two was the Paul and Silas, one was the little bitty baby, born by the Virgin, baby, born, born, born in Bethlehem.
Children, go where I sleep,
where will you send me? I'm going to send me six by six. Six was the six that couldn't get fixed. Five was the gospel, a preacher's. Four was the four that stood at the door. Three was the Hebrew children. Two was the Paul and Silas. One was the little bitty baby, born by the Virgin Mary. Born, 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 born in Bethlehem.
Go where I send me,
yeah. Where will you send me? I'm going to send me 12 by 12, 12.
12 disciples,
11.
The gospel writer,
10.
The Ten Commandments,
9.
9 that dress so fine,
8.
Well, the 8 that stood at the gate,
7.
Seven came down from heaven.
Six.
Well, six that couldn't get fixed.
Five.
Well, the gospel preachers.
Four.
Well, the four that stood at the door.
Three.
Well, the Hebrew children.
Two.
Well, the Paul and Silas.
One.
Well, the little bitty baby.
One.
Well, the Virgin Mary.
Wrapped
in swaddling clothing.
Late.
Down in the manger,
born, born, born in Bethlehem.
Thank you. Mr. Joseph E. Thompson. And Mr. Lee Bird Allison. The Fairfield Four. Thank you very much.
This is a little story about Adam and Eve. Some people get these bones mixed up. Some think we're talking about the bone, dry bones in the valley. Well, we are talking about Adam and Eve. You know, they try to lay all the fault on Eve. He did it on his own. He could have said no, but he ate it anyway. All right. I had to get my wind a little bit. Jesus is. Oh, what am I singing? I'm singing the wrong song. brother in the head.
Hey. Heard it, brother.
Indeed,
I heard it, my brother.
Who told you so?
Who told you that I know?
Oh, where are
these bones? Why arise again?
Brother in the
head.
Have
you heard it, brother?
Indeed,
I heard it, my brother.
Who told you so?
Who told you that I know?
Oh, well,
these bones will arise
well,
again.
When God decided he would
plucked a rib from old Adam's side. Oh, well,
these bones wild right again.
Then he made Sister Eve just to be his bride. Oh, well,
these bones wild right again.
So he put them in a garden so rich and fair.
These bones wild right again.
He said, children, you can have everything that's there.
These bones wild right again.
But this fruit here, you must not try.
These bones wild right again.
Cause if you do, you're doomed to die.
These bones wild right again.
You know, Miss Eve thought she would have a little fun.
These bones wild right again.
So she gathered some of this fruit and gave old Adam some.
These bones wild right again.
You know, Adam, he do what most men will.
These bones wild right again.
Take what the women folk have to give.
These bones wild right again.
Mr. Joseph Thompson singing, can't you? Give it up for him. Fairfield Boy, very own Mr. Joseph E. Thompson, Mr. Lawrence Bird, Mr. Bobby Sherrill, Mr. Levert Allison, a longtime friend of Fairfield Boy. Give it up, Jerry. Wave your hand.
Face to face,
well, then
there must be a mansion higher.
How many of you think you got enough? I know that's right. Unless you got Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say, Jesus, that's enough. Come on, Brother Levert.
But I don't care how much Jesus and God you got in you, there's always somebody talking about you. Is that right? But I don't care what they say. There is always somebody talking about me.
Talking about me.
How good God has been to me. How far he brought me. All of these 77 years. You see, I know you good. Anybody know about Dr. Jesus? If you've ever been sick, you know him. Won't God heal your body? Oh, y'all better talk back to me. Huh? Words come to my mind, I think about, oh, then he raised me.
He raised me.
And he saved me.
He saved me.
He kept me.
He kept me.
Yeah.
Jesus never left me.
My protection,
he's
y'all.
My protection.
I know he's my guide.
Jesus is my guide.
I can
see him walking right
hey.
By my side.
I got Jesus.
I got Jesus.
I got Jesus.
I got Jesus.
Anybody?
I got Jesus.
Have you got it?
Got Jesus.
Have you got it?
I got Jesus.
Ask you one person again.
I got Jesus.
Anybody got Jesus?
I got Jesus.
Anybody got Jesus?
I got Jesus.
I got
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough.
That's enough. Oh, he raised me.
He raised me.
Saved me.
He saved me.
He kept me.
Me.
Never.
Jesus never left me.
He's my protection,
he's
y'all.
My protection.
I know he's my guide.
Jesus yeah. is my guide.
I see him.
I can see him walking yeah. right by my side.
I got Jesus.
I got Jesus.
I got Jesus.
I got Jesus.
I feel pretty good now.
I got Jesus.
I feel like singing.
I got Jesus.
He's all right.
I got Jesus.
Anybody know he's all right?
I got
anybody know it all right?
I got Jesus.
I got Jesus.
I got Jesus.
A long time ago.
I got Jesus.
73 years ago.
I got Jesus.
He said I wouldn't live to get grown. Look
Jesus.
At me right now, y'all.
I
know he's good, y'all.
I got Jesus.
I got him.
I got Jesus.
If you got it,
I got
let
Jesus.
Me see you wave your hand.
I got
come
Jesus.
On and wave your hand, y'all.
Jesus.
Yes, sir, Lord.
Jesus.
I got
Jesus. That's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Mr. Levert Allison.
Praise the Lord, somebody. Let's start from the beginning. Somebody say hallelujah.
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 The highest praise in the house. Amen. We give all honor and glory to God. Amen. On our way to that glorious city in the sky, I don't know what we may call it, what we say, but we say,
well, it's a highway to heaven.
No,
none can walk up there.
Nobody
but the pure in heart.
And it's a
highway to heaven.
Yes,
walking up the King Highway, highway. If you're not walking, if you're not walking, while I'm talking, stop while I'm talking.
You know that I'm
walking up the King Highway, highway.
There'll be a blessing, there'll be a blessing. You be possessing,
you be possessing.
You know that I'm
walking up the King Highway, highway, highway to heaven.
No,
none can walk up there.
Nobody
but the pure in heart.
It's a
highway to heaven.
The fool is gonna keep on walking,
walking up the
toll, to the
beautiful
city,
walking
up the street on our way to Pilgo. Walking up the
every day will be Sunday.
Walking up the
Saturday will have no end.
Walking up the
wicked shall cease from trouble.
Walking up
and the weary will be heiress.
Walking up the
and when we get to that city,
walking up the
we gonna sing and shout.
Walking up the
on the glory and power.
Walking up
to the Lord King our God.
Walking up the King's highway.
The King's highway.
Walking up the
Fairfield folk will be walking up the King Highway, Highway.
Thank you, Mr. Joe Thompson, Mr. Lawrence Bird, Mr. Lee Bird Allison, Bobby Sherrill, the Fairfield folk.
Song talking about the fold and 20 elders had to go to the Lord and ask him to have a little mercy. Anybody in here have to ask the Lord to have a little mercy every now and then? When you're going through things?
Lord have mercy.
They ask you one question.
Lord have mercy.
Have it been good?
Lord,
some witnesses on that don't mind coming down. Come and shake my hand. Come and shake my hand. Don't turn around. Come on, y'all. Come on, shake my hand. Can I get some more with it? Come on, shake my hand. What about you?
Lord have mercy.
What about you?
Lord have mercy.
Come on to
Lord have mercy.
Come on,
Lord have mercy.
Come on,
Lord have mercy.
You ever ask the Lord?
Lord have mercy.
You ever ask the Lord?
Lord have mercy.
Come on and help me lift the dog.
Lord have mercy.
If you don't mind.
Lord have mercy.
Come on and help me pray.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, one thing,
Lord have mercy.
I wish I had,
Lord have mercy,
some more witness.
Lord have mercy.
Come on down the aisle.
Lord, woo!
Come on down the aisle.
Lord have mercy.
Come on and help me lift the
door. Lord have mercy.
Come on,
Lord have mercy.
Don't be ashamed.
Lord have mercy.
He has.
Lord have mercy.
He's been good to you.
Lord have mercy.
I know you've been good.
Lord have mercy.
Ain't God all right, God?
Lord have mercy.
Ain't God all right?
Lord have mercy.
I know he's all right, God.
Lord have mercy.
Anybody been sick?
Lord have mercy.
Anybody been sick?
Lord have mercy.
Come on and help me lift it.
Lord have mercy.
I've been sick, God.
Lord have mercy.
I stayed in the hospital.
Lord have mercy.
For 3 long years.
Lord have mercy.
That's why I act like I do.
Lord have mercy.
I know you've been good to me.
Lord have mercy.
I know you've been good to me.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, y'all ain't gonna help me pray today.
Lord have mercy.
Come on and help me pray today.
Lord have mercy.
Get up out of that seat.
Lord have mercy.
Come on down.
Lord have mercy.
Come on down the aisle.
Lord have mercy.
Has it been good to you?
Lord have mercy.
Has it been good to you, Lord?
Lord have mercy.
Won't it make you move, Lord?
Won't
it make you move?
Lord have mercy.
You're all right.
Lord have mercy.
Sing it, Lord.
Lord have mercy.
If you please.
Yeah. If you please.
Yeah.
This is WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, listener-supported public radio, an outreach service of Penn State. I'll take just a moment to remind you that you are listening to a monthly special broadcast of the Folk Show Roadshow, where we bring you concerts recorded in central Pennsylvania. You're listening to the Fairfield Four, recorded at the Stone Church of the Brethren on the Juniata College campus in Huntington.